We are here at the Raven Innovation Summit, and with me is Tim Hines. And Tim, what's your title, please?
I'm the product manager for steering and guidance here at Raven Industries.
You just did a presentation here to the people that are here and talked about some of the recent developments in steering and guidance. Talk about that a little bit for us.
Yeah, one of the biggest things we're talking about here is our SmartTrack 6 platform. It's the next evolution of our SmartTrack software and our control algorithms. Integrated into that is our 3D XT terrain compensation algorithm. It's basically the next generation of our terrain compensation to help guys with steering in tough conditions, in terrace conditions, in draws, and various terrain that they're going to see out there in the field.
One of the most important things about your steering kits is that you're colorblind. You go with a lot of different tractors, and you've released quite a few in the last year or so, right?
Yeah, we've released over 50 different steering kits in the past 12 months. Coverage for over 315 different models of machines, from tractors to sprayers to floaters to combines. We've been focusing on that a lot, and we have got a lot done. So one of the challenges when you're a company like Raven, where we have a lot of different colors that we try to cover, is getting kits for all those different machines instead of just one product family. There's a lot out there. So
I would say probably this is one of the most important areas, if not the most important area for your dealers, is the steering and guidance area, right?
Absolutely. With all the different things that we offer, from planter systems to GPS to field computers, you have to have the steering solution for that. That's one of the basic features of precision ag that people are kind of looking for, is you got to be able to steer the machine.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's right. There's no doubt about that. What are some of the different options that you offer for steering and guidance?
Well, we offer our SmartTrax, which is our entry-level hydraulic option. Works with steer ready and aftermarket. We have aftermarket kits as well. We've also have our SmartTrax RTK, which is our enhanced version, capable of sub-inch steering for an RTK, and then also our Smart Steer, which is our mechanical drive unit, mounts to the steering wheel. Perfect for those guys looking for an entry-level guidance system, a little lower cost for doing basic tillage work and things like that.
We got to see some of that during the ride and drive yesterday, and I know a lot of these a lot of the partners that were here were out there. What kind of reaction do you get from people as you're out there riding and driving in the tractors and they're seeing how this is working?
I think they're impressed with just such the wide variety, you know, the different brands, the different types of machines. You've got guys here in the Corn Belt they see a Swath or a MacDon M205 out there steering. They're, you know, that's not something they typically use, and so they go and they get a flavor for some of the things we're doing around the world. And then you got guys from Russia and Ukraine looking at some of the tractors that we use over here, the machines that we use over here, and it's good to just see the wide variety and how well everything works across all the platforms.
Well, you mentioned the Swather, and that was the one thing that somebody said, what have you learned the most about, what did they like the most, was the Swather. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really proud about that. There's a Swathers in general are very difficult to steer. They're definitely a challenge. To even steer them manually is not necessarily the easiest thing. So there's definitely a need for that market. Guys are using that a lot more, especially up in Canada, Western U.S. and across the world. There's a void, if you will, for quality steering on those. And we feel like we're meeting that market now. I'll run our steering up against anybody else's on those machines.
GPS and steering go hand in hand. So your focus going forward and GPS moving forward, talk about that a little.
Just making sure any developments on our GPS side, on our steering side, works in conjunction with each other. There's going to be a lot more integration from a software standpoint as we move forward, and I'm really excited about some of the things we're going to be able to do, making sure those two teams or those two functions are working hand in hand.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. Here at the Raven Innovation Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.